Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. So remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Lawyer Frank Carter thought he had caught up with swindler Wilson Roberts yesterday. He missed him, though, by minutes. And since then, he's been trying to fashion a plan to trap the elusive criminal. This morning, Penny Gibbs is busily typing when the door into Carter's office opens and Carter says...
Penny?
Yes, Frank?
Tuck the typewriter back in the desk, lock the front door, and come in here. I've just found out I'm a genius.
Oh, you thought of a plan.
A perfect plan, Penny. Bring in your pad and a couple of sharp pencils. I'm going to dictate the letter of the year.
You're even going to trap Mr. Wilson with a letter.
No, I'm going to drive him crazy with one. You got your pad?
Yep, I have.
Oh, come on in, sit down.
All right.
And marvel at the genius of one Frank Carter, lawyer, racket buster, practical joker, and crook.
What do you mean, crook?
You'll see what I mean in a minute. Now, make yourself comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a long letter.
All right.
And, oh, before I forget, before you type this up, call Captain Harlow at police headquarters and tell him I want to see him about something secret and important.
Is it a secret for me, too?
What I'm just about to dictate is the secret, Penny. And also what's so important. In fact, this is the most important thing happening in Rossville right now. Unless a baby's being born. Are you ready?
Yes. My pad's in my lap, my pencil's in my hand, and I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Dear sir.
Dear sir, no address?
No address. Dear sir, you will soon be called upon by a fine gentleman and great philanthropist named Wilson Roberts, period.
Mm-hmm.
He will show you identification and credentials, revealing to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that he is the legitimate representative of a worthy charity soliciting funds for a much-needed children's home.
Oh, wait a minute. Much-needed children's home.
Period.
Period.
I want you to give this man as much of your time as you can.
Wait a minute, Frank.
What?
You mean that you're going to endorse Mr. Wilson? Oh, this is the kind of letter he needs. Oh,
I haven't finished yet, Penny. Now, where was I?
Oh, you just said, I want you to give this man as much of your time as you can.
I make the period paragraph.
Period paragraph.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to listen to this man, study him closely, remember what he looks like and how he talks, period. Give your undivided attention to his solicitations, period.
Mm-hmm.
Show interest,
mm-hmm.
period. And note the day and the time of day and the length of time he is in your office, period. For we have reason to believe this man is a crook. Exclamation mark.
Oh, now I'm beginning to see what you're doing.
Hey, haven't heard anything yet. New paragraph.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Uh-huh. When this man has finished talking, I want you to tell him that you are very sorry, but you have already pledged all the money you can to John Lester Adams of 1806 Westerville Road, uh-huh. Rossville.
All right, Joe. John Lester Adams, 1806 Westerville Road, Rossville.
Right. For a charitable organization he represents, and that you will not be able to do anything for Mr. Wilson's cause, worthy as you know it to be, for at least a year, period.
For at least a year, period. Oh, it's no wonder you're calling yourself a genius. It's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, it will be if it works. you get the address right?
Yeah, 1806 Westville Road, Rossville. And the name was John Lester Adams, hmm? Well, who is John Lester Adams?
Oh, you're looking at him. I'm Adams, and that's my address.
And Mr. Wilson's going to come to see you, is he?
After he's been turned down a few hundred times because of me. At least I hope he will. Or my genius isn't much good. Let's go on with the letter, though, before I forget the most important things.
Okay. New paragraph?
New paragraph. This letter is being sent to you and to the heads of hundreds of other organizations and firms and individuals who might fall prey to this professional thief,
mm-hmm.
who for years has lived richly and well on money given to him in the name of charity, period.
In the name of charity, period.
Here is your opportunity to put this man behind bars and help protect the good name and good work of the hundreds of men and women who honestly solicit funds for legitimate charities. Period. A paragraph.
Yep.
You will, of course, not let it be known to Mr. Wilson Roberts that you in any way doubt his integrity. Period.
And doubt his integrity.
Huh? Right?
Mm-hmm.
He must be led to believe that you would sincerely help him, except that you have already obligated yourself to John Lester Adams of Rossville. Period.
No, oh, just a minute. And Rossville, period. Okay.
All right. Not going too fast.
No.
A new paragraph.
Right.
For further information, or in the event that you doubt the authenticity of this letter, write, phone, or wire the undersigned at police headquarters, Rossville. Period. Paragraph. Thanking you in advance for your cooperation, I am yours very truly, Captain William Harlow, Rossville Police. I hope.
Captain William Harlow, Rossville Police, I hope.
I hope, don't put that in the letter, Penny. I was just saying I hope Captain Harlow will sign his name to this.
Well, he said he'd give you all the cooperation you need.
And I need it this time. With his signature and this letter on a police department letterhead, this plan can't miss.
Oh, I think Captain Harlow will do it for you. In fact, I have an idea. He'll be enthusiastic.
Well, I may have to convince him the trick will work, though.
Do you have any doubts that it will?
Mm-mm. No, frankly, I don't see how it can miss. You understand what'll happen, don't you?
I think so. Mr. Wilson will go to these people who receive this letter and be turned down.
Right.
Time after time he'll be refused. Be told that his prospects money has already been given or at least pledged to a charity operated by John Lester Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but will this letter reach everyone that Mr. Wilson will go to see?
Probably. I don't think we'll miss more than one or two. You see, Wilson isn't after contributions of nickels and dimes. He wants donations in the hundreds of thousands where he can get it.
Yeah.
Where can he get that kind of money? Only from business firms and social and civic organizations. I think this letter will reach them all, or almost all of them.
Yeah, but what'll the result be? Will he give up, or will he come to see John Lester Adams? And if he does come to see John Lester Adams, meaning you, what'll his purpose be?
He'll probably suggest a merger of the two charities. A 50-50 or 40-60 split. In fact, that would be to his advantage. He could make a large killing all at once.
And you would agree to a merger, of course.
Of course, after demanding his credentials. The meeting will take place in my house. And when he's spread out his identification papers, police will suddenly appear. That is, if Captain Harlow goes along with my scheme.
Well, I guess the best way to find out whether or not he will is to phone him. I'll call him right away and type up the letter later, so it'll be ready by the time he gets here.
Oh, fine, Penny.
And don't worry about it, Frank. I think he'll agree to it. Yep, I think it's a wonderful plan.
Oh, thanks. Frankly, I think it is, too. But we'll have to have patience with it. It won't work overnight, you know.
I don't imagine we'll get results for a week or two,
Well, it might work quicker than that. Depends on how many calls Wilson plans on making each day. If he's really working hard, we ought to hear from him in 3 or 4 days at the most.
Well, here's hoping.
And here's hoping when we nab Wilson, we've got the man we need to solve the mystery of Sam Ainsley's will. Have you ever thought we might be running after the wrong man?
Oh, no, Frank. I don't even want to think about that.
I don't either. But it is a possibility. And we'll know how strong a possibility in 3 or 4 days. Let's hope it's not longer, because I won't be able to stand this.
Something wrong with this pencil sharpener of yours, Jed.
It's just sharpened too many pencils, Johnny. I need a new one.
Well, I'll bring you one next time I come over.
Okay.
Well, this pencil's a little lopsided now, but it has a good point on it.
Thanks, son. Penny hadn't heard from Carter yet, has she?
No, if she has, she hasn't said anything about it. You know, I think that was a crazy scheme of Carter's.
Well, I don't. I think the boy showed a spark of genius with that letter.
Yeah, some spark. It's flickered out, if you ask me. He sent the letter out 4 days ago, and it's his man showed up.
Penny tells me Carter said it would take time. And the lad's right. Wilson has to be turned down more than a few times before he realizes he's not getting anywhere.
Yeah, but Wilson's no fool, Jed. He's not going to do what Carter expects him to.
Well, I'll admit there's no way of being sure about it, but he might.
All right, let's say he does. What does Carter have then? Nothing. Wilson's too smart to show his hand.
He'll have to do something to incriminate himself if he expects to get a portion of the money he thinks Carter's collected.
Yeah, but will he? I don't think so.
I do. Carter will ask for credentials. They'll be forged. And once Carter proves they are, Wilson's on his way to jail.
Great. But on his way to jail for what? For trying to swindle Carter. A lot of good that'll do Carter in getting Mrs. Ainslie the money her husband was supposed to have left her.
Johnny, haven't you ever heard of a criminal going to jail for one crime and admitting crimes for which he never was caught?
Yes, but...
Well, that's what Wilson will do. Why shouldn't he? The size of the swindling he gave poor old Sam Ainslie is small compared to what he'll be attempting to do now. He won't hurt himself by admitting it. In fact, a confession might get him off with a lighter sentence.
Well, they ought to give guys like Wilson a life term.
I agree with you.
Hello,
agree,
Johnny.
But...
Well, hello, Penny. Any word from Carter yet?
No, not yet. I expect it any time, though.
Time drags when you're waiting, doesn't it, child?
Mm-hmm. Certainly does. It's more not being able to go to the office. Frank doesn't want to be seen with me until the trick's worked.
Well, you may never be seen together again, Penny, because I don't think it will work.
Well, I haven't given up hope. Frank said that it might take several days, you know.
Yeah, don't give up hope, child. I think the trick will... Well, in fact, that might be Carter on the phone now.
Yeah, I think so. Excuse
me,
wait.
Well, if this thing has worked in 4 days, Wilson isn't half as smart as I thought he was.
Well, maybe he's desperate for money, Johnny.
Hello?
Hello, Penny.
Yeah?
Penny, this is Frank. Can you come right over to the house?
Well, sure I can. Any news?
The best, Penny.
You mean Mr. Wilson got in touch with you?
I just this minute got through talking to him on the phone. He's coming to see me tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
So far, so good, all right. But hurry over. We have work to do. I'm expecting a rat tonight, and I want to make sure there's plenty of cheese in the trap.
Will Frank Carter's scheme really work? Has Wilson actually fallen for the trick? Or will it be Frank Carter and possibly Penny Gibbs, too, who will suffer most? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow. Same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.